Hello, this is Nissapod. On Sunday, the 2nd of March, 2014, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my adventures since I gave up buying things from Amazon, which I booed about previously, that I had fallen out of love with Amazon for various reasons, particularly because I didn't like the way that some of the staff were treated in their fulfillment centres. So, but this boo is about what I've been doing since then to source books particularly and also CDs and so on. So the first thing that I was after getting was books for my little boy, who decided that he wanted to have some of the Katie Morag stories, having watched Katie Morag on CBeebies. So I had a bit of a look around and I discovered that Waterstones.com, which is the online version of a high street book chain, was actually pretty good. And I ordered those books from Waterstones, and subsequently I found them very good as well. I've ordered things like The Great British Sewing Bee, new book, and you know, various things, and they've come very promptly, and it's been free postage and packing, so that's been good. For ebooks, I've actually got myself a Nook, so and I'm very impressed with the Nook. It was only 49 quid. It was the glow light version, so it's got a light, which means that I can read when the light conditions are not good. For example, sometimes on the morning train when the sun hasn't risen yet, or coming home in the evening, you know, it's been handy to have a light. So, and it's got a lovely sort of tactile curvy back to it. It sits very comfortably in the hand. So I'm very impressed with the Nook. And the process of buying ebooks for the Nook is extremely smooth and seamless and easy. You can do it from the Nook itself or on the internet. So that works pretty well. So I've been reading ebooks quite happily on that. And then I've also been looking at my local bookshop. I've got quite a few books from there. They're particularly good, I think, for children's books and travel books and maps and that sort of thing. I think for children's books and travel books, there's nothing to beat actually looking at them in the bookshop and deciding which you want to buy that way. I went into Stockport last week and discovered that they actually have a HMV and a Waterstones. So I bought a CD in HMV, and it was just so lovely being in an actual record shop and flicking through the racks, you know. And they do sell vinyl records as well, so that's really nice. I'm so glad that they still exist. Another thing that I'm very glad still exists is our local library, because I know that quite a few local libraries, local public libraries, have been closed as a cost-cutting measure. Well, ours still exists, and it's open quite reasonable opening hours. It's open into the evening several weekdays, and it's open till 4 in the afternoon on a Saturday. And I love the fact that it's got lots and lots of books I want to read. I mean, this is the thing. I'm not kind of going in there because it looks, you know, it's a good thing to do, or I feel like I must support my local library, use it or lose it basis. But there's actually a really good selection of books in there. And I love the fact you can stamp out your own books. There's a self-service machine, as there is in a lot of libraries these days, where you kind of just pile your books up on it and swipe your card and it just issues them all to you. But you can actually then date stamp them yourself with an old-fashioned rubber stamp and ink pad. So I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, that's all I have time to say, so bye for now.